We now come to sign number 17. The world will be characterized by lawlessness. Another feature of the last days concerns the attitude and behavior of the people of the earth. It will be one of lawlessness. Our first heading, the days of Noah and the days of Lot. Jesus emphasized that the last days would be similar to the days of Noah as well as the days of Lot. The Lord put it this way in Luke's gospel. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. People were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, they were being given in marriage, right up to the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, just as it was in the days of Lot, people were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building. But on the day Lot went out from Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be the same on the day the Son of Man is revealed. That's from Luke chapter 17, verses 26 through 30. So during those times, life continued to go on as usual, but life was anything but good. In fact, we find that at the time of Noah, there was wickedness constantly upon the earth. Genesis chapter 6 says this, "But the Lord saw that the wickedness of humankind had become great on the earth. Every inclination of the thoughts of their minds was only evil all the time." That's Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5. Scripture says that the people at the time of the flood only thought about doing evil. Now let's look at the time of Lot. Lot was the nephew of Abraham, and he was rescued from the evil cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Scripture tells us of the depths of evil to which these cities found themselves. In 2 Peter chapter 2, we're told this, "He," that is the Lord, "rescued Lot, a righteous man who was distressed by the depraved conduct of the lawless. For that righteous man, living among them day after day, was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he saw and heard." That's 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 7 through 9. So day and night, Lot saw the depravity of these two cities. In fact, there could not even be found 10 righteous people dwelling in either Sodom or Gomorrah. The Lord answered Abraham when he asked him to spare the city. He said, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it." That's Genesis 18:32. Well, sadly, even 10 righteous people could not be found. Hence, these two evil cities were destroyed. So, we're told now that lawlessness will increase. This wickedness, this lawlessness, as in Noah's day, as well as at the time of Lot, will increase in the last days. Jesus said the following, "And because lawlessness will increase so much, the love of many will grow cold." That's Matthew 24:12. So while lawlessness has always been with us, there will be an increase at the time of the end. Now, interestingly, Jesus spoke about the love of people growing cold towards one another. This is in contrast to what the Lord said would be the mark of the Christian. In John chapter 13, here's what he said on the night of his betrayal. "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." That's John 13, verses 34 and 35. Christians are to be known for their love for one another. At the time of the Lord's return, it seems that the love of many people will grow cold. So, there are going to be difficult times ahead. Paul wrote about the difficult times the world will face at the time of the end in his second letter to Timothy. Here's what he said. "But understand this, that in the last days difficult times will come, for people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, slanderers, without self-control, savage as opposed to what is good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, loving pleasure rather than loving God. They will maintain the outward appearance of religion, but they will have repudiated its power." That's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. So at the time of the end, we're going to see a world that will become increasingly hostile to the laws of God and humans. It reminds us of how the Lord summed up the 350-year period of the rule of the judges. The last verse of the Judges says this: "In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes." That's Judges 21:25. So, according to Scripture, lawlessness will continue until the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, there will never be a world which will evolve to some kind of paradise with universal peace and love with everyone everywhere. To the contrary, people will act wickedly towards one another, like at the time of Noah, like the evil cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Thankfully, that will all stop when the Lord Himself returns. Until then, we should expect to see lawlessness on the increase. Now, our next sign will be the logical result when the world is characterized by lawlessness.